The OPM data breaches should serve as a wake-up call to federal agencies that they can no longer just selectively comply with the findings from security audits. That's according to a new report from ICIT, the Institute for Critical Infrastructure Technology. Dan Waddell is Director of Government Affairs at ISC Squared, one of the contributors to that report. He joins me now with more on what ICIT found and what it recommends. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so you've done a pretty exhaustive study of almost all of the, almost like a meta-study of everything that's been looked at and concluded from the OPM breach, and there's a lot we don't know at this point, correct?
Yeah, and it's a bit ironic that we're talking about workforce problems that exist basically in the HR department for the federal government. So I think the big takeaway here, it goes to show you that anyone is vulnerable to these types of issues. But there were a number of findings in the ICIT report that ISC Squared contributed to. One of the major discoveries was the fact that OPM did not have a central IT staff who prescribed to some sort of risk management 101, meaning there wasn't a process by which they based decisions on a comprehensive risk analysis process. And instead, what you had were projects that were managed at the division level with no apparent central oversight. Also, several cybersecurity staff positions were not funded at the time of the breach, and the ones that were did not have the authority to hold system owners accountable. There were a lot of systems that were currently running without authorizations. Others were operated by agency contractors that were out of the direct control of the OPM leadership. And really, that's where the breach started. If you look at it, we looked at several pieces of information, and one of the things that we came across was there was a stolen contractor credential that really started the domino effect here. We also looked at the OIG report that has been talked about, the 2014 FISMA report, and they found that OPM did not have a fully established risk executive function, basically somebody that was in charge of risk management, and it never really became fully functional. So when you take all these issues into account, it boils down really to a systemic problem, and it was left unchecked by leadership for years, and now we've got millions of federal workers and contractors and the families who are impacted.
And so to boil this all down, then, one, it did not start and end with Catherine Archuleta. It really goes back many, many years. And secondly, it's almost as if OPM operated its IT function as an afterthought with the type of governance that you would associate with an afterthought.
Yeah, unfortunately, reactive versus proactive. And when we look at some of the things that they can do moving forward to really become more organized, it really starts at the hiring level. Hiring personnel must gain a better understanding of all the diverse types of cybersecurity skills and what the requirements are for that position, how they best demonstrate those skills, and build the agency's workforce from there. CISOs and others in positions of authority really need a skills assessment from the top down, including contractors, that really restricts access only to those with the need to know. We saw a lot of instances in this particular case where folks had administrative credentials and they may not have needed them. And once a bad guy gets a hold of an admin credential, they can go unchecked. And here we had, you know, they really went unchecked for a long period of time before it was finally discovered. Let's also not limit ourselves to this is not just an IT problem. I think part of the problem here was that the security team was buried somewhere deep within the CIO shop. So in order to really affect change, cybersecurity culture needs to be instilled across the agency from the CFO to acquisition to HR. And I think one of the good things that's going to come out of this is that OPM is going to make some changes. And one of them that we heard was apparently there will be this cybersecurity advisor coming in that's going to report directly to the new director. So hopefully we'll be able to see something positive that's going to come out of this disaster.
We're speaking with Dan Waddell. He's the Director of Government Affairs at ISC Squared. And you found some technical things, too, like we know that and these are the kinds of things that might have been shown up by a security audit. For example, there was a remote access Trojan discovered, a rat, that was in the network. And if someone knew about that, they might have been able to do something about it much earlier.
Absolutely. So you've got technology here that there were tools in place that could have detected certain things. Certainly, you had other pieces of technology that were installed later that discovered different types of malware, et cetera. But really, it boils down to there was somebody there that did not see what was going on, and then this activity was left unchecked for months. So it's really, really important to make sure that you've got the trained IT security staff in place that's looking at all these logs. I mean, it's a lot of work to keep up with all of this data coming in and out of your network every minute, every hour, every day. So you've got to make sure that you've got the staff in place and then a process in place to escalate that to the decision maker that can make that decision very quickly and stop that intruder in their tracks.
So it sounds like, I guess, not just OPM, but any other agency that might be scratching its collective head and saying, this could be us too, especially some of the maybe smaller independent agencies. You really have to look at this at two levels. One, you've got to have the right people and governance and structure in place, and then you've got to have the technical know-how to actually see what's in those logs should they turn up anything.
Yeah, it really having that people, that process, that governance structure in place before the technology goes in is the really critical point. I think a lot of times we get caught up in installing the latest tool and the latest technology, and then we've got to kind of backtrack and fix the problems and then hire the right people. And it's a vicious cycle that you get caught up in. So, yeah, definitely good point, Tom. Make sure that you get that process nailed down at the beginning, get that requirements in place and the people in place, and hopefully we can do a better job moving forward.
And suppose you have someone that says, golly, this tool has shown that deep panda related type of bug is somewhere in our system, then is it possible to catch those things early enough to prevent the exfiltration at the mass level that occurred with OPM?
Absolutely. So a lot of times when a bad actor or a hacker gets into the system, they may not have the necessary privileges to exfiltrate the data. So they could come in just kind of as a regular user. They could be just doing some snooping around, some monitoring, but they're still going to leave some trails that say, hey, this person doesn't belong in the network. And if you catch that person before they get the admin credentials, before they can escalate those privileges to exfiltrate that data, then you've basically just stopped that, and you don't have a breach. You have unauthorized activity, but you may be able to stop that before it becomes a breach.
And we do know that this breach originated apparently in some manner with a logon credential that was taken from a contractor. Are there tools that can say, hey, if this person can compare who is logging on with who is in the building, for example, or who's on vacation or who has been fired, that kind of thing, so that the minute the logon occurs, there can be some kind of process to examine it or stop it?
Absolutely. That's where behavioral analytics come in, and that's one of the great things about the ICIT report was we also came up with some recommendations for behavioral analytics, basically looking at just basic user activity and developing thresholds that shows, hey, look, this is a normal user. These are the places that they need to go to. If they don't need access to that database, we're not going to give it to them. But then if all of a sudden we see this person trying to access that database, it's going to set off a red flag. So looking for certain patterns of abnormal activity, a lot of times you can stop that before it turns into something worse.
And moving up the food chain back up to the managerial level, the report states, had OPM practiced Six Sigma, ITIL, ITIL, or CERT's Octave Allegro? Just briefly tell us what those three things are.
Yeah, those are all just IT process management 101. And we talked about making sure that you've got those processes in place, that there is kind of a method to the madness in terms of building a system. There's a software development lifecycle, a system development lifecycle. There are checks and balances that you go through from the very beginning of when the system is stood up and brought through testing before it goes online. And obviously making sure that security is baked and built in into every step. I think a lot of times there's this big rush to get this system online, and heaven forbid, we don't want to take it offline. Really getting that security, those security processes and checks and balances in place can save a lot of that headache. Because now, we were talking about taking systems offline at OPM. There was the system that was down for several weeks. And so obviously we want to avoid that. So the way to avoid that is to make sure that the security is built in. And a lot of these processes, such as ITIL and Six Sigma, will kind of help build that framework.
And how extensively are these systems? I know ITIL, originated in Great Britain, but Six Sigma, a lot of agencies talk about that. What's your sense of how widely those management constructs for IT are actually used in large or small agencies across the government?
Sure. Well, I can only speak to the information security piece of it. I know, you know, obviously when I worked at Deloitte for a contractor, we had a very large contracting team that was their specialty. And so I've seen ITIL and Six Sigma really kind of increase adoption across federal agencies. Are we there yet? Absolutely not. I think we've got a lot of more work to do. But really the important thing is, you know, from a process perspective, make sure that you've got the people in place that actually know and have the skills, particularly with cybersecurity, because it's such a deep field that covers a lot of different bases. But, you know, make sure that the HR and the acquisition is in tune and knows exactly what you're looking for in terms of the skills of the people that need to be on the front line.
All right. So advice to personnel management, manage your personnel.
Exactly.
All right. Dan Waddell is Director of Government Affairs at ISC Squared. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.